is called The Old Man Who Said Why. Once there was a fairy who lived on a farthest star. He was very good-natured and had yellow hair and blue eyes. Everybody in the air and everywhere and in all the stars respected him and took all their troubles to him whenever there was something wrong. For millions of years, he lived quietly and happily without growing any older because he was a fairy and fairies never grow any older. And he was very polite and he had a wonderful smile and a pair of golden wings. All the people on the stars and everywhere and in the air had wings too, although they weren't fairies themselves, because to travel in the air and everywhere and from one star to another star, you have to fly. In fact, the people were flying most of the time. They would open their wings and fly down to breakfast, and then fold up their wings and eat breakfast. When it was lunchtime, they would fly from the air, or wherever they were playing, into their houses, and fold up their wings, and have a delicious luncheon made of star petals and air flowers. Then they'd fly upstairs and have a little nap, and when they woke up, they'd fly out the window to play again away up in the air. And after supper, they'd fly to bed and fall fast asleep to dream all night about rainbows. It wasn't very often that these people had troubles to take to the fairy, but whenever they had them, they'd fly over to the farthest star where he lived, taking their troubles with them under their arms, and he would examine all the troubles, no matter how big or how little they were, or whether they were just plain troubles or troubles in fancy boxes tied up with pink and green ribbons. And he'd give advice to all the people who brought him these troubles and would never charge them even 10 cents. He liked to be nice to people, you see. For millions and millions of years, he woke up one morning on the farthest star and heard a murmuring all around him in the air. And this murmuring seemed to come from all the other stars. "Why, what in the sky is happening?" he said to himself. All the while he was eating his breakfast, this murmuring kept getting louder and louder. Finally, the fairy hopped up from the table with a plate of light in one hand and a glass of silence in the other, for he always breakfasted upon light and silence, and he cried, "My gracious, whatever is going on over there on the other stars?" He was so nervous, he spilled the silence and choked on the light, and then went running out very quickly on the porch. There, he saw a strange sight. All the air and everywhere around his star was growing dark. And as he looked, it got darker and darker and darker and darker and darker and darker, until finally, the fairy struck a match because he couldn't see. Then this darkness turned into people. He saw that the air and everywhere was dark because it was filled with millions and millions and millions and millions of people. "Good heavens," exclaimed the fairy, "what can be the matter? Are all these people coming to me and bringing their troubles? What shall I do?" He was really quite scared, but he wouldn't admit it. So he lit a candle and put on his hat and looked very wise. In a few moments, the star on which he lived began few seconds, he found himself surrounded by millions and millions of angry neighbors, all of them carrying troubles. And the funny part of it was that these troubles all looked alike. So he knew that all the people must have the same trouble. Before the fairy could say as much as hello, or how do you do, or are you well, or what's the matter, the millions of troubled, angry people cried out together in chorus, "We want you to help us all quickly, and if you don't, we'll all go mad." The fairy took off his hat quickly and held it before the candle, which had almost gone out because the people shouted so loudly. "But what in the air is the matter?" he cried to the millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of angry people. And in one voice, they all answered together, "It's the man who says, why?" "Where is he?" the fairy cried, very much surprised. "On the moon," they all shouted, waving their troubles very fiercely. "Well, what do you wish me to do about him?" the fairy said wisely, although he was so surprised that he didn't have a single thought in his blonde head. "You must stop him from saying why," the people screamed all together. Of course," the fairy promised. "Just you all go home and everything will be all right by, let me see, tomorrow morning. Where shall we leave our troubles?" they bellowed. "Please put them in the garden under the third apple tree," the fairy said, and all the people rushed to the fairy's little garden and laid their troubles under the third apple tree, which was 1,000 miles tall and had red and green apples on it as big as balloons. And by the time the last person had left his troubles, there was a pyramid of troubles around the tree right up to the apples. Then all the people politely thanked the fairy, for they were very much relieved, and they dusted their clothes and straightened their neckties, and all flew away. When they had all flown away, and the farthest star was perfectly quiet again, the fairy went into his house and looked in a large book which his mother had given him and which told him what to do. He looked under trouble and under man and under the and moon and why, but he couldn't find a single bit of advice. "Well, I never," exclaimed the fairy. "I guess I'll have to do it all by myself." So, after scratching his head for 5 minutes, he sighed and opened his golden wings and flew out into the air and everywhere in the direction of the moon. He flew all night, and he flew millions and millions and millions of miles, and at last, just towards morning, he saw the moon way off, looking no bigger than a penny. But as he flew towards it, it got bigger and bigger and bigger until he could see it clearly. And finally, flying very hard, he came to the very edge of the moon. And then he saw a high rock right on the very edge of the moon. And on top of this rock, there was a tall church. And on top of this church, there was a slender steeple. And away up, right at the very top of the steeple, there was sitting a very, 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 very old man with little green eyes and a big white beard and delicate hands like a doll's hands. And this little old man never moved and sat all by himself looking and looking at nothing. steeple didn't move. "That's certainly a queer little old man," said the fairy. And so he opened his wings for the second time and flew up to the top of the church. And standing on the roof, he cried out as loudly as ever he could to the very little old man on the steeple, "Come down." But there was no answer. And the little old man with the green eyes and the doll's hands didn't stir. "Well, I'll be wafted," said the fairy in disgust. And so he opened his wings and flew quickly right up to the very top of the slender steeple and alighted on it just beside the little old man and bellowed with all his might, "What are you doing up here anyway?" Yes.